From Connecticut's primary, we turn to November's midterm elections around the country and the race to raise money. For years, the Republican Party has enjoyed a comfortable fundraising advantage. Well, this year, the Democrats are ahead, at least by a few measures. For some analysis, we spoke with Stuart Rothenberg of the Rothenberg Political Report.
This is a Democratic Party that is very energized, very enthusiastic about the elections, and their contributors are opening their wallets.
Talk to us about the numbers, first for the Democratic Congressional Committee compared with the Republican counterparts. What do the numbers say there?
Right. This is really a stunning turnaround. The current figures, that is ending June, cash on hand, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has around $31.9 million in the bank. The National Republican Congressional Committee, almost $26.5 million. That's a DCCC advantage of $5.4 million. The Democrats, of course, have a lot of targets that they're going after around the country. They'll need that money. They have a lot of races to compete in, but normally the Republicans have a financial advantage at this point, and now it's the Democrats with more cash on hand.
And what about the DSCC, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee?
Well, the numbers there are even more remarkable. DSCC Chairman Chuck Schumer has he must have found a money truce somewhere. At the end of June, cash on hand, the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, $37.7 million. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, only $19.9 million for a Democratic advantage in the Senate committees only of $17.8 million. The NRSC Chairman, Elizabeth Dole, has taken a lot of criticism for trailing so badly in fundraising. Her supporters and staffers argue, look, we're raising more money than Senate committees have in the past. It's just that the DSCC has gone crazy raising money, and they really have.
So what does the GOP say about this?
Well, the Republican response is that you can't look at one committee or another, but you have to look at all of the money. The Democratic National Committee ended June with $10.8 million in the bank, which, you know, sounds like a reasonable amount of money. But when you compare it to what the RNC has, $44.7 million in the bank, for a almost a $34 million Republican National Committee advantage over the DNC, you see what the Republican strategy is. They say when you look at all the Republican committees and all the Democratic committees, the Republicans have over $10 million advantage, and that the RNC is going to spend that money and spend it heavily for Republican House and Senate candidates.
Some are arguing that with the war and with the president's approval rating being what they are and with voter attitudes being somewhat hardened about news overseas and developments overseas, that money in the midterm elections might not give candidates or a party the kind of advantage that they might have enjoyed in the past. What do you think about that?
I think that's probably true if by that question you mean if there's a big political wave out there, that is, if the country as a whole is making a statement about the Bush presidency and the direction of the country, then the overall Republican financial advantage may not be able to stop that huge tide. Look, money always matters, and in an individual race, a candidate with a lot of money has a big advantage over a candidate with no money. But as we've discussed, both sides have lots of cash here. It's not as though a really good candidate is going to lose because he or she doesn't have any money. But the point is that if we're in a political environment which strongly favors change, then the Republican money in a particular race, that may not be sufficient to reelect a weak Republican candidate. If the voters want change, you can run lots of ads telling them they shouldn't want change. They're still going to want it.
Stuart Rothenberg, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Stuart Rothenberg of the Rothenberg Political Report and Roll Call Newspaper.